Pull. Written by Inserts Meaningful and read by Litra. A Star Wars All Media Types Star Wars Clone Wars fanfic. Rated Mature. Featuring the pairing of Obi-Wan Kenobi, Cody. Additional tags for Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi, On the Run, and Implied Referenced Torture. Summary. Cody is being hunted by a Sith Lord who has, unfortunately, grown sweet on him. Such a waste of your talents, truly, my dear. Cody's heartbeat hammered in his ears, drowning out all other sounds. And yet the Sith's voice was perfectly clear in his head. As he shrank deeper into the shadows, he distantly noticed himself wondering if it was a Force thing or just a him thing. The way his focus couldn't help but zero in on the Sith whenever he was near. Cody's body and mind had behaved disgracefully ever since he'd been captured and locked up in this seemingly endless fortress. Even just thinking about it now made him blush. The array of inappropriate reactions his body displayed whenever the Sith Lord interrogated him. The illicit thoughts he couldn't help entertaining when he was left alone in his cell, chained to the wall with nothing else to keep his mind off his current predicament. Of course, it was miles better than what he got when the interrogations were conducted not by the Sith Lord, but by droids, or the Sith Lord's master. Cody didn't get those thoughts, those reactions, then. He was usually too busy screaming as his mind and bones fractured under the pressure. One way or the other, he knew he had to get out. He couldn't predict under which sort of interrogation would he cave first, under the sort that caused him immeasurable pain, or under the sort that caused him emotions and sensations which were much more pleasurable, and much worse. But break he would, and sooner rather than later. Another taunt filtered through the still air of the cavernous, dimly lit storage room he'd stumbled into. "You can't hide from me, darling. Run all you want. I'll find you anyway." Cody ran, and hid. He hadn't pried open the shackles around his ankles for nothing. He hadn't painstakingly deactivated the door lock just to return again to that very cell. He hadn't evaded every droid that patrolled the hallways of the Citadel only to rot away in this place, never to feel the light of any sun on his skin again. Or worse, never to see the faces of any of his siblings again. He would either escape or he would die trying. Steps in the gloom behind him, distant, yet drawing inevitably closer. He felt the hairs on his arms and on the back of his neck stand on end. Ducking into this room had been a mistake. It had appeared navigable from outside. It was not. It had, at the time, seemed like a good hideout to avoid the phalanx of clankers that had been about to round the corner and see Cody. That had been before he realized that the droids weren't the only ones looking for him. He'd taken the room for a refuge. Now he saw it for what it really was. A trap. Cody's breathing sounded far too loud, even to himself, as he sidestepped through the maze of shelves which, endlessly tall, disappeared in the gloom overhead. As he passed, he registered dimly that the racks were crowded not with military supplies, but with things far stranger. Old, cracked, and bulbous clay pots, which were so tall and wide they could easily serve as hiding place for half a platoon. Strange-looking plants caught in eternal stasis under glass domes. Bones in velvet-lined cases, shattered statues, heaps of cloth, rusty instruments of science and art, outdated tech, and contraptions, the purpose of which Cody couldn't even guess at. And then there were the weapons. No plasma firearms, of course, and the old-fashioned slug throwers Cody passed looked rusted and most probably weren't loaded. Plenty of spears, though, and shields, daggers, halberds, burnt-out lightsabers, bows and arrows, axes, other weapons Cody had never seen and, as such, had no names to call them by. And swords. So many swords that Cody couldn't even count them, in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Picking the right one was bound to be an impossible task.
Oh, where are you, little clown?
Then again, there probably was no such thing as a right pick when it came to his current predicament. Cody skidded to a halt in front of a rack long enough to blindly grab one of the blades on display. Then he was off again, pulling the sword from its leathern sheath as he hurried silently away from the sound of the Sith's voice. In the dim gloom that fell in through windows far above, the blade looked sharp enough. Strange, yet familiar letters were engraved on the length of the blade. It was a broad, stout thing, heavier than Cody had expected it to be, with a hilt that was wrapped in what felt like rough bandages. As he ducked into a broader corridor between two shelves, Cody realized it fit perfectly into his palm.
I can hear you, darling.
The Sith's saccharine voice rang out, suddenly a lot closer than Cody had estimated him to be.
I'll catch you yet.
Kark. There was movement ahead, at the end of the corridor. His heart pounding in his throat, Cody ducked behind a slab of stone that leaned precariously against one of the shelves. He couldn't go forward. That was where the Sith was. He couldn't retreat. That way would lead him straight into a patch of light he couldn't avoid. The shelves were so tightly packed that there was no climbing on or through them without making a racket. Staying here, hidden so badly it felt like he was standing out in the open, was Cody's best bet.
Oh, darling,
the Sith crooned, his light, graceful steps drawing closer and closer.
There is so much you don't know about me yet. And I promise you, if you did know it, you wouldn't be running from me now.
Only a higher power kept Cody from snorting at that. Him? Not running from the Sith Lord? Yeah, not a chance. The man was terrifying in a way that enticed Cody beyond sanity. Running was the only intelligent thing to do.
Did you know it was my old master and me who discovered you on Kamino? You, your siblings, the army of flawless beings built to die in a pointless war.
Oh, yes.
I was still a Jedi then, and a good one. One of their best, they called me.
The Sith Lord paused, both in what he was saying and, if Cody's ears didn't deceive him, in stalking closer. The darkness hid him like it had adopted him as its own.
But when you are one of the best, you quickly realize the inferiority of those who are not as good as you.
Take the council. My master argued with them against the use of the clones for our army. Said it was unethical to send sentient beings into a battle without giving them a choice.
Brainwashed into obedience as they are from the moment they are decanted.
The council killed him for that.
Assassinated him in a most cowardly way.
The day I held my master in my arms as he died, sullying my clothes with his blood, I knew I was too good for all of them. The footsteps picked up again, closer now than ever. Cody flattened his breathing until it was virtually inaudible, a mute expulsion and inhalation of air.
The council is corrupt,
the voice rang out clearly and firmly from only a few feet away.
They are blinded by their greed for power. For influence. They cannot see that your people were made for a life of pleasure, not for a life of war and death.
Cody gripped the hilt of the sword tighter. The bandages that wrapped it were soaked with his sweat. He glared into the darkness. A few minutes ago, he'd thought he had a visual on the Sith Lord, a shadowy specter gliding through the gloom. But now, there was nothing.
Wouldn't you agree, darling?
The Sith Lord asked at his back. Even as he spun around, Cody registered the Sith's position, his stance, the distance between them. The distance was scanter than he would have liked, but he spotted the Sith's lightsaber hanging from his belt instead of being gripped in his hands. Without having to think, Cody took a step back, and one hand off the hilt of the sword, reached out and toppled the slab of stone he'd been hiding behind with a decisive push into the Sith's direction. Crimson light split the darkness and the stone as the Sith pulled his lightsaber faster than Cody's eye could see. The two halves of the slab crashed to the floor either side of him, the edges of their cut glowing faintly. Cody gripped the sword in both hands. Kark! There went his only chance at escape. The Sith smiled.
You are a fiery one, he purred, bringing his lightsaber into ready position. Oh, I will relish this.
With a smothered grunt, Cody charged. The Sith blocked his first blow and his second, and vaulted out of the way of the third. Their blades met again in a shower of sparks, and with a sound like the deep, far away tolling of a bell, the Sith laughed. Cody remained mute. If he talked, he'd slip. Leave a gap in his defense. Make a mistake. He could not afford any of this. Not here. Not right now. If he talked, he'd die. Unfortunately, the same couldn't be said for the Sith Lord.
Oh, my dear, what a lucky hand you have,
he exclaimed as he parried another one of Cody's blows like he was batting away a fly.
The blade you chose is one forged of Beskar, the only substance in the whole galaxy that cannot be cut by a lightsaber. The Mandalorian in you is alive.
Cody growled low at the back of his throat as he chanced another offense. Right now, he couldn't care less about his alleged heritage. The cursed blood that had made him and his siblings slaves. Meat. Cannon fodder to die in the muddy trenches of planets far away from a home they didn't possess. The Sith blocked his low blow and responded in kind with a high attack, jerking back. Cody felt the heat of the lightsaber's tip sear his skin as it zipped past his throat. He brought up the sword just in time to block a strike that could have cleaved him in half. The blades sang as they interlocked, the Sith Lord pressing on, Cody pushing back. The metal of Cody's blade began to glow with heat where it was keeping the lightsaber at a hand-width's distance from Cody's face. Behind the crimson glow, the Sith Lord loomed and smiled. Terrible and beautiful. A deity made of flesh. Cody's knees and back would have to be broken before he would worship at this particular god's altar. Then again, the Sith grunted as he held Cody's blade in a lock.
I'm sure you know your history. There was a war. The Jedi won. And your ancestors lost.
Cody roared and surged forward. And that was a mistake. The Sith's eyes flashed golden, shooting a sort of pleasurable heat that spread straight into Cody's very core. The next thing he knew, the sword was wrenched from his hands as he toppled backward, his head meeting one of the shelves with a noise like a crunch. Dazed, he looked up and squeezed his eyes shut as he was blinded by a crimson glare. He felt his knees turn to putty even as he scrambled away until his back hit a shelf.
Again, you fought valiantly, my sweet thing.
The Sith spoke as he followed, and kept the tip of his lightsaber leveled at Cody's face. His honey and milk voice filtered clear as crystal through the ringing in Cody's ears, through the ragged breaths clogging his throat.
You fought for your life every day, because that is all you have known so far.
A snap hiss. And the red glow piercing Cody's eyelids vanished.
But it doesn't have to be this way. You were right to run, to try and escape. You know, as I do, that you do not belong here, in Count Dooku's citadel, chained up and forgotten in his dungeons like one of his countless, priceless, listless artifacts. As little as you belong on the battlefield. Cody kept his eyes tightly shut. He didn't need to see. His ears already told him plenty, as did his body. There was a rustle of fabric as the Sith bent down, and a hand locked around Cody's ankle to pull him slowly, slowly across the dusty floor. The firm touch made that force-forsaken heat flare up in Cody's belly again, made his heart go as fast as when the Sith had been stalking him, only this time it raced for the wrong reason. Cody whimpered as he felt the last dregs of his self-control drain away, down, down into the gaping black pit the Sith Lord had opened in his stomach, the day he touched him, leashed and collared him, claimed him. Slowly, his back slid away from the shelf and onto the floor, and then the back of Cody's head flared with pain as it met the cool ground. Still, Cody couldn't move. That wasn't the worst thing, though. The worst thing was that even if he had been able to move, he would not have wanted to.
"Pretty, pretty sweet thing," came a low murmur, followed by the sensation of being lifted into someone's lap. "I see now that I hurt you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause you pain."
Cody stopped breathing when he felt two strong, gentle hands cradle his face and tilt it this way and that. Maybe if he played dead, the Sith Lord would leave him be so he could die with his dignity intact.
"Oh, darling, let me take you with me."
A thumb brushed across Cody's cheekbone as another dipped into the blood that had been seeping into the hair at the back of his head. Then he was being propped up, pulled to rest his head against a chest, clothed in fine, padded robes. Hot breath ghosted over his forehead as the Sith Lord murmured,
"Let me take care of you, my sweet little clone. Let us pretend I had to mortally wound you during pursuit, in order to preserve my own life. Let me spirit you away to a life of pleasure. You won't regret it."
Cody should shake his head. He knew he should. But the pit in his stomach grew endless, darker and darker. And if he didn't feed it, he would... He gasped for the breath he'd withheld himself so far. Could he not do good if he agreed to go with the Sith? Become his personal little plaything and confidant? He'd memorized the Gar's communication codes. All he needed was a working comms array and intel to encrypt. Surely the Sith Lord would have a comm link or something of the sort squirreled away wherever he was planning on taking Cody. Cody told himself that the only reason... Cody told himself that was the only reason why he, at last, opened his eyes and met the Sith's. Two stars of molten gold in the darkness with the gravitational pull of everything Cody had ever longed for. He told himself that all he did now, he did for the Republic, for his siblings. That he leaned up into the Sith's embrace for them. That it was for them that he let the man seal their lips together in a kiss that took his breath away and made his insides contract. That it was for them that he let the Sith cradle him close and pick him up like he weighed nothing and carry him from the storage room like treasure stolen from one of its shelves or chests or boxes. He valiantly ignored the little voice that told him otherwise, that clamored at the back of his head for an end to the lies he inflicted upon himself. The end.